الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ هم قوم أن يبسطوا إليكم أيديهم فكف أيديهم عنكم صدق الله العظيم مولاي صلی وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو اهله. When the defeated army of the Quraysh returned from Badr to Makkah Mukarrama, and Abu Sufyan, who was not part of the battle of Badr because of him being the leader of the caravan, and he had strategically moved away and taken the caravan safely to Makkah Mukarramah. When he met the defeated army, then he took an oath. And the oath was that he will not allow the water of the ghusl of janabat to touch his head, which means that he will never have relations with his wife and he will never touch perfume until he takes revenge on the Muslims. Here we understand that most probably the Quraysh of Makkah Mukarrama, in following the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, they used to take a ghusl from Janaba. So this was the oath that he had taken. Therefore he left with 200 horsemen and he camped near Madinah Munawwara. At night he came to the Banu Nadir, the leader of the Banu Nadir, Huyay bin Akhtab. However, Huyay bin Akhtab did not open the door for him. Then he went to another leader who was also what we may term as the finance minister of the Banu Nadir, Salam bin Mishkam. He went to him, he entertained Abu Sufyan and he gave him some information regarding the Muslims. Abu Sufyan went back to his group of 200 horsemen, and then he sent a small group of them, he sent them towards Madinah Munawwara. 3 miles outside Madinah Munawwara they came, and they burnt a cluster of small date palms. And there was an Ansari Sahabi, Ma'bad bin Amr radiallahu an, and a friend of his who was in that area. They had made both of them shaheed. And then Abu Sufyan felt that now I have taken revenge from the Muslims, I have fulfilled my promise. So he began returning to Makkah Mukarramah. When the Muslims realized what was going on, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left with 200 Sahaba radiallahu anhum, both Muhajirin and Ansar. 80 among them were on conveyances. It was a Sunday, the 5th of Zulhijjah, in the second year after Hijrah, when they gave chase to this group of Abu Sufyan. When Abu Sufyan and his group realized that they are being pursued, they needed to move faster. So, in order to lighten their burden and to make it easier for them to travel, they had bags of sawiq. Sawiq was a staple food of the Arabs. It was wheat or barley flour that would be mixed with ghee or sometimes with some other thing and some other type of liquid, or something more watery, it would be mixed and the paste would be made. And this was their staple food. So they had these bags of sawiq. In order to make it easier for them to travel, they began dropping these sacks and these bags of sawiq. The Muslims did not catch up with them. However, they managed to get a lot of these bags of the sawiq and they returned to Madinah Munawwara. Therefore, this ghazwa is known as ghazwatu sawiq, because of the booty that they had taken, the sawiq that they had taken. This entire expedition had taken 5 days in total. When the Sahaba radiallahu anhu returned to Madinah Munawwara, then they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَتَطْمَعُ أَن تَكُونَ لَنَا غَزْوَى, that do you feel that we will get the thawab of a ghazwa, of an expedition? Because we did not encounter any enemy. It was a very short time that we were out of Madinah Munawwara. Do you hope that we will get the reward of a ghazwa? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied in the affirmative. Thereafter, after a few months, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received information of the Banu Tha'labah tribe. The Banu Tha'labah and the Banu Muharib. They were two branches of the Ghatafan tribe. He received information that they were gathering their army and their people, and they intended to loot the outskirts of Medina Munawwara. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam received this information, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took 450 sahaba radiallahu anhum, appointing Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu anhu in Medina Munawwara in the month of Muharram, the third year after Hijrah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left Medina Munawwara when the enemy had received the news that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was marching in their direction. Then they immediately dispersed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached the area, and whilst they were there, there was a very heavy downpour. And because of this downpour, the clothes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum was drenched in water, it became wet. In order to dry his Mubarak garments, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to a tree and he took out his clothes, obviously keeping his satar covered. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed his garments on a tree in order for the garments to dry, for the clothes to dry. So when the enemy that could see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they realized this, they sent a person by the name of Du'athur, who was a very brave person, and they said, "Na'udhu billah, this is an ideal opportunity that we have to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." So they sent this Du'athur. He came in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his sword unsheathed, and he says, "May yamna'uka minni al-yawm," that who is going to protect you from me today? Meaning, today no one will be able to protect you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied with full yaqeen and full conviction, "Allah, it is Allah who will protect me." When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave this answer, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam appeared before Du'athur and he struck him in his chest. And because of that strike and that hit of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, his sword fell off. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam picks up his sword, and then he asks the same question to him, that who is going to protect you today from me? He says that no one can protect me. There's no one to protect me. However, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, and he brings iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hands his sword back to him. Now when he goes back to his people, they say to him, "Malak, waylak, what has happened? Woe be to you. Why didn't you accomplish the mission? What has happened to you? Why have you changed?" So he says to them that I saw a tall white man in front of me, and he struck me, and because of that, the sword fell off my hand. And then he gave dawah to his people, he invited his people to Islam, and many of them were guided on this occasion because of this incident. It is with reference to this that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Qur'an Majeed, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu zkuru ni'matallahi alaykum, idh hamma qawmun an yabsutu ilaykum aydiyahum, fakaffa aydiyahum ankum." That, O people of Iman, remember the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, that when some people or a person had intended to stretch out his hand towards you with evil, فَكَفَّ أَيْدِيَهُمْ عَنْكُمْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had protected you from the evil hand. This is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this battle, which had taken place in Muharram, the third year after Hijrah, is known as the Battle of Ghatafan, or it is also known as the Battle of the Dhi'amar. One more battle that had taken place, expedition that had taken place before Uhud, was the Ghazwa of Buhran. Here again, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam received information that the Banu Sulaym had gathered at a certain place. So, fearing that they may have had some evil intentions, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes 300 sahaba radiallahu anhum, appointing Abdullah bin Ummi Maktum radiallahu an, the blind sahabi, visually impaired sahabi, appointing him on Medina Munawwara on the 6th of Jumad al-Ula, the third year after Hijrah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left Medina Munawwara. Again, when the enemy heard of the marching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they dispersed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was out of Medina Munawwara for 10 days on this occasion. In all three, or in two of these incidents, we come to know a very important point, And that was the strong intelligence system that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. It was not a time of communication. It was a time when it was very difficult to communicate. The enemy sometimes were more than 100 kilometers out of Madinah Munawwara, or at a far distance out of Madinah Munawwara. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would get information that the enemy is planning, the enemy is gathering, and thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take the appropriate action. Perhaps it is the appropriate time for us to mention this. We don't need to cause any panic or anything like this. But there is fears of instability in our country. Obviously, keeping calm, we should make appropriate arrangements. Whatever necessary little arrangements we can make, we should make those arrangements. But obviously, primarily, we should be making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a time of dua, the month of Ramadan, at the time of iftar, at the time of sihri. It has begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us with afiyat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us. And whatever evil plans they may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of those plans. And obviously, together with that, not forgetting making earnest dua for our brothers and sisters in Gaza and all over the world. So these were the next three battles that had taken place. So between Badr and Uhud, there were five ghazawat that had taken place. We had discussed two yesterday, and then these three, and thereafter, the famous battle of Uhud had taken place in Shawwal, the third year after Hijrah. So this battle, this ghazwa of Buhran, took place in Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Ukhra, Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan, and thereafter was Shawwal, and in Shawwal, the famous battle of Uhud had taken place, which we had already discussed in detail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.